From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. State Department said today that it is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco, an annex building in Washington, and another in New York City. This comes in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. Last month, Moscow ordered the U.S. to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half. This after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against the country. Quote, "We believe this action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between our countries," State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said. The State Department has set September 2nd as the deadline for shuttering the buildings. Explosions have been reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle reports two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant in Crosby, Texas, near Houston. A spokeswoman for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power amid flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner is applauding the federal assistance being received in that city while urging others to keep the plight of the storm's victims in mind.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Widespread flooding is also being reported in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal, with monsoons so far killing more than 1,200 people across South Asia. This is VOA News.